fans for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. You can read about today's game and tomorrow's edition. Our good friend Josh Newman up here today covering the game for the Asbury Park Press.
Just got snuck up on in the press box by a badger-like creature. Came from underground level 2 of the press box and popped up here at level 3. Our good buddy Gary Kowal, who did a more than admirable job filling in last week as our color analyst on our football coverage up at Holy Cross, does a great job with some of the highlight packages that you see on the Monmouth YouTube or social media channels. Puts that stuff together really well.
And sparking a color commentator controversy, from what I hear.
I'm not going to comment on that right now. I feel like I need to be neutral at least through the end of this game.
Okay, make a decision after the game and then follow Matt on Twitter to find out his true thoughts.
You can. I'll make it a fan poll. Retweet for Eddie, favorite for Gary.
Ooh, I like that.
That would be fun. Back here, second quarter action. Second down and a long 5 for McDonough. He wants to throw. He's got Garrett out of the backfield. Will make the catch behind the line of scrimmage. Stay behind the line of scrimmage. He is tripped up by Demersion, who will make the tackle. And that will go as a loss of about a yard and set up a second down and 6. Gary, would you feel confident about something like that? You'll feel confident you've made your way through the Monmouth fan base enough? Or would you rather the retweet? I'll let you. You want retweet or favorite? What's easier?
I'd rather go retweet.
You want the retweet? Okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
Fair enough. Third down and 7. Eddie has just started to break out in a cold sweat.
I need more Twitter followers.
3 wide receiver set. Back off to the right. McDonough in trouble and it's dropped. You wanted him. You got him. Darnell Leslie registering the sack, and it's a big one. Back to the 20-yard line, an 8-yard loss to set up third down and long.
And, Matt, for a guy who's not too big, I'll tell you, Darnell Leslie arrives at the quarterback angry, that time driving McDonough into the turf. You like that third and long, set your pass rushers free. That time Leslie, from his defensive end spot, able to force the punt.
That'll bring up a fourth and long. And Monmouth again should get pretty good field position. Delaney on to punt. No pressure. Wobbly kick off the side of his foot. Angled to his left. Phillips will make the fair catch at the MU 40-yard line with 13:36 to go in our first half. Monmouth sitting pretty right now, leading 10-7. And they have the ball with a pretty short field. That's been a theme here so far. They've kept the field position in their favor. Quick timeout for us here. 30-second spot. We're back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans University Subs, which is located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, has been a neighborhood favorite around campus for years. They offer free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students and employees receive 10% off of their total order.
First down and 10 for Monmouth. Back to work here. Hawks, by the way, return home next week for a Saturday afternoon showdown with their old friends, the Colonials of Robert Morris. As the rest of the schedule after today will have an old-fashioned NEC flair. Hill, play action, dumps it out in the backfield. Morrow will make the catch. 9-yard pickup out to the 49-yard line of Columbia.
Brandon Hill doing a good job, Matt, using the big guys in the pass game. Fable with a couple grabs. This time, Jake Morrow sneaks out from that H-back position. When we see Hill make that first read, he's been really good. It's when he's got to go to the second and third option.
Second catch of the year for Morrow. His first one was a 9-yarder. That one, a 9-yarder. Second and 1. Here's Hayes off left tackle. Going to bounce forward and get into Columbia territory to the Lion 49-yard line. 2-yard pickup, but enough to move the sticks here with about 2 minutes gone by in quarter number 2.
Matt, I'm always interested to see how coaches use other really good players. So far, we've only seen KB Asante for 1 series in this game. It looks as though they maybe want to get Julian going a little bit before they look to bring Asante back in.
4 wide receiver set. Ball from the middle part of the field between the hash marks. Hill wants to throw. Bubble screen set up. Sterling has it. Makes a move. Comes back to the near sideline. Out over the 45. Gets to about the 43-yard line. And that will be a gain of just about 5 yards.
take a look at those first quarter stats. They're very one-sided. Monmouth ran 28 plays in the first quarter. They gained 106 yards. The Lions just 8 plays, 76 yards. They got 46 of those 76 on one. I'm sorry, they got 41 of those on one play, that Marcoris Grant touchdown run. The Hawks held the ball, Matt, for 12 minutes of the 15-minute first quarter.
On second and five, Hill wants to throw again, finding a rhythm and finding his favorite target, Neil Sterling, who will haul in and make the catch. Back-to-back catches for Sterling so far on the drive, his third catch of the afternoon.
How about Hayes? 12 first-quarter carries. That's a lot.
That's a lot, for sure. 28 carries last week, 24 for Asante. And Monmouth now taking to the air a bit more, trying to loosen up that Columbia 4-3 set. Back to the ground here, outside zone to the right, tripped up in the backfield, or right back to the line of scrimmage was Hayes. Nice defensive play made by the corner, Travis Rhyme, who looks to be a pretty good young player, just a sophomore for this Lion defense.
Really nice play because Monmouth had two linemen out front leading the charge for Hayes, who now is going to trot over to the sideline and bring Asante on. But Rhyme kind of throws his shoulder into both linemen, and he's able to blow the play up.
Rhyme from Cedar Park, Texas. Again, part of that all-over-the-country flair. Blitz coming for Columbia. Asante's into the game. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, able to push the pile forward to the 33-yard line for a gain of three. I think Monmouth maybe has found something here if they want to try and work it. You know, I hate to say continue to throw, but a couple of times Hill had thrown the ball and it loosened up the defense a little bit. And I think that might have to be the plan here because Columbia knows if you stop the Monmouth running game, you force the quarterback. Maybe the thinking has to be, let's throw it a little bit more to then let the running game reestablish itself.
The other thing is, Matt, to that point, even when Monmouth throws it, they're going short. So try the seam, try downfield.
Third down and seven. Again, pressure coming. Hill again, bubble screen. Elijah Phillips make it the catch this time. Close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. You say first down. I'm going to say a little short.
I'm checking the near side linesman. When he came in, it looked as though Elijah would have it. He kind of came in on an angle a bit, so it might be just a little short. And if it's short, it's probably they're actually going to give it closer to a full yard on the forward progress.
Now, I think certainly a situation here for Monmouth on fourth down to go for it. They'd have to kick into a little bit of a breeze. And this just on the outside part of the range of Spillane would be about a 46-yarder, which he hit before, but with the win. Asante gets the carry. Hit in the backfield. Not a chance. Not going to have it. Not going to be close to it. And Columbia with a good defensive hold that time. We've called his name a bunch. Chad Washington, number 92, coming in and blowing the play up from the start.
It's imperative. If you get a fourth and one or fourth and short defensive stop, it all starts with penetration from the defensive line. Columbia reset the line of scrimmage because KB was contacted about a yard in the backfield, tried to bounce free and shake loose, and he couldn't. So it was the Columbia front four that made that play.
So McDonough coming back on with second life. Monmouth continuing to lead this one 10-7, 9:49 to go. It's Garrett again on the carry, up the middle, gets to the 30-yard line for a gain of two. Make it second down and eight.
Almost feel to you that maybe that fourth down, which I like to go for it, but that fourth down play felt a little rushed almost, that Monmouth wasn't set and Columbia was kind of waiting for him.
And they were waiting for him to run it too. Second and eight. Splitting out wide to the left is Flannery in a trips package with Hollis and Nelligan off that way for Columbia. McDonough looks over to his left, looks to his left again, now wants to throw out of the shotgun, comes back to the right side. This one almost intercepted and then almost caught as the ball hitting the turf. Garrett DeMuth, the backup tight end, the intended target. Good coverage down the field by Peyton Minnick, the outside linebacker.
Really impressive-looking young player on this Monmouth defense. He turned and located, almost made the play, then, as you said, almost caught before ultimately falling to the turf. So here, third and long, look for that Monmouth front four, maybe that guy Leslie again to get in the backfield.
Yeah, he's off the defensive left end spot right now. Four wide receivers set. Spread out trips package to the left. Single man up top to the right. Garrett will set himself single back to the right side. Columbia looking to throw. Flush in the pocket is McDonough. Lets it fly. He's got a target. Not going to have enough for the first down. Catch made by Connor Nelligan. Good coverage in. Tackle made by Nick Carroll and by Joe Johnson, who combine on the coverage and the stop. And the Monmouth defense getting better, I feel like, by the series, short of that one early on in the game. They've played kind of lockdown defense, and they continue to kind of give their offense back the football in pretty good spots.
Yeah, again, now with back to punt again, Elijah Phillips standing at the 25. But with this win, Monmouth could get the ball closer to the 30.
Delaney hangs a wobbly, spiraling kick in the air. Phillips calls for another fair catch at the 23-yard line, and he will make it right there. What'll be first down and 10 for MU. 8:23 to go here in the first half. Second quarter action live from Columbia Field. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. Hawks on top of the Lions by a score of 10-7.
Like to first thank one of our sponsors before giving you some information. We'd like to give some love to our friends from the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association. They work to make public schools great for every child. And we'd also like to remind you that this year's Monmouth Athletics Hall of Fame dinner is Friday, November 22nd at 6:30 in Wilson Hall. The class, which was recently announced and includes Monmouth quarterback Dan Sabella, is available on GoMUHawks.com and will then be honored at halftime of the Hawks football game, their last home game of the year, the next day, Saturday the 23rd against Duquesne. Four tickets to attend the dinner. Contact the Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
Back here from Robert Kraft Field at Ween Stadium, the athletic home of the Columbia Football Lions. First down and 10 for Monmouth. Hawks up 10-7. Been a well-played game so far. Three wide receivers sent for Hill. Little play action. Want to go down the field. Looking for Sterling. Goes up over the top. Cannot hang on to it. Rhyme on the coverage. Sterling had it, I thought, for a second. Rhyme able to bat it away at the last second. And it will make it a exciting incompletion and a second and one.
Well-thrown football by Brandon Hill. My man Neil Sterling needs to make that catch. High point the football, go and get it. You're bigger than Rhyme, who's a big corner, but Neil's got the size. Go up top and make the play. I ask him to throw downfield all day. That time they do it, and unfortunately Rhyme breaks it up.
On second and 10, that's actually a pretty good matchup, and the two will get together again. Off the offensive right, Hayes going to get the carry here. Good first surge of speed, but then taken down after a three-yard pickup. Out to the 26-yard line, second down at just about 7 coming up. Interior tackle made by Brian East. Third down now for MU. Hayes will come out, and this time Monmouth going to empty out the backfield. Tight end receiver to the left. Trips package back to the right. First time we've seen this today from Monmouth. The empty backfield look. Hill wanting to throw. Here comes pressure. He is in trouble. And Hill will get sacked. This Columbia defense feeling obviously much better than they did a week ago. Good interior pressure that time by Nico Padilla, the defensive tackle, but there was a host of blue jerseys in on that stop.
We've seen both defenses kind of settle down these last few possessions. When we were 10-7 at the end of the first quarter, I thought kind of gear up for a track meet. Now this game, Matt, has kind of slowed down a little bit, and it looks as though the defenses, and specifically the defensive lines for each team, are starting to dictate the tempo for both squads.
Spillane on to punt. Short kick. Rhyme fields it on the fly, then gets hit hard at midfield. Tevron Brandon running down one of those almost simultaneous catch and hits. I'm shocked Rhyme able to hold on to the football.
Great job by Rhyme, and it was kind of perfectly done by Spillane, who Brandon should give Eric an assisted tackle there because he led him right into him. But you're right, Travis Rhyme, a nice, tough player for Columbia. The ball kind of drifted on Spillane right in the exact line of coverage that Tevron Brandon was running down.
At midfield, Columbia takes over. Their best maybe starting field position of the day. Here's Garrett trying to go back to work. off the right side on a sweep that way. A one-yard pickup into Mamba territory at the 49-yard line. Pat O'Hara among those on the tackle. Talked about Mike McLafferty being injured and out for the game today. It's been a reoccurring injury, obviously. Demetrius Smith, the big defensive tackle for Monmouth, lost earlier before week one with a knee injury. He would be a welcome addition to this kind of young and improving defensive front. McDonough wants to throw to the outside. Almost intercepted, and was it? Johnson says he has it. Referee will come in and say no. Johnson, who has played an excellent corner so far this year, thought he had another interception, but the referees disagreeing.
It would have been very difficult. We are getting a replay here at Kraft Field. Let's see. It looks like it did short hop the turf, which obviously a replay wouldn't be used. I'm going to credit Columbia. How about that? Showing a replay on a controversial play here at home.
Third down and nine. Three wide receiver package. Slot receiver combo right, up top single man. McDonough puts Garrett off to his right as the single back. Tight end to the right side, flag out. That's going to be a delay of game against Columbia, and we'll back them up 5 yards and make it third and 14.
That's a bad penalty for Columbia there. McDonough needs to recognize clock. That's an area where you call timeout even just to save the yardage in the field position.
Clock had actually run for a couple of extra seconds while the penalty was being announced, then stopped with 5:54 to go.
You see, that happened. It's confusing. They had to reset it again.
Well, they're actually resetting the game clock because I think they realized that some extra time ran off, and it was as the penalty was being announced. They put 9 extra seconds back up. Now 6:03 to go in this first half. Back to work now for McDonough on a third and 14. Monmouth showing pressure off the edge. Here comes Leslie. Screen play set up. Some blockers in front. Garrett able to shift past Minnick, who was in position to make the tackle, but not enough for a first down. And now Columbia will come on for a fourth and long and have to punt it away and try and pin Monmouth back in their own end.
Good sideline to sideline work from the young linebacker, Anthony McDonough. The sophomore, who was on the formational right, ran it all the way down across the field because that play had potential. McDonough did a nice job to slow it down and then ultimately blow it up.
Paul Delaney on to punt. High spiraling kick. Very high. Phillips will let it bounce, and it takes a good Columbia hop. It hit at the 2, went back to the 4 where it was down. Can't blame Phillips there. As a returner, you're taught anything 10 yards and in, let it bounce where it may, and the MU offense pinned back pretty deep inside their own end.
Yeah, can't fault Elijah there. Did exactly what you're supposed to do. Credit the punter. Made a nice play. And then the Columbia coverage getting downfield. This, Matt, could be a great situation for Monmouth to take a lot of time off the clock. If they're able to stay ahead of the chains, pick up first downs, you can let this defense, which has played really well since that first series, get some quality rest.
First down and 10 for Hill. His own end zone in the backdrop. This is KB Asante on first down. Going to get Monmouth a lot of breathing room. A first down run for Asante. 14-yard pickup out to the Columbia 18-yard line.
That offensive line again setting some tone up front. We saw Hayes get good yardage. Now Asante straight up the gut.
Hill quickly comes back out now. Let's see if Monmouth does try and work a little bit of a clock. Trips package out to the right. Single back is Asante. Picks up the blitz over the middle and a little seam pattern set for the tight end, Fable, who's been more involved in the offense. That ball goes out to the 36-yard line, an 18-yard pickup.
Two plays, over 30 yards, and this offense looks to be hitting on all cylinders now. Good yardage on a run play. And how about Zach Fable, Matt, showing that when Mike McLafferty comes back, MU maybe use some two tight end packages.
Certainly something that Monmouth very familiar with the last couple of years with McLafferty and Tyler George. Out to the 36-yard line now. Pandorf into the game at the H-back spot. Asante the back. They want screen off to the left. Monmouth with Asante making the catch. Gets to the 45. That's going to be another first down. An 11-yard pickup before Columbia can finally make the play.
Three plays, three first downs. And how about how cool and coy Brandon Hill was on that screen? The toughest part of a screen for the quarterback is allowing free rushers right in your face. Hill with just kind of a little no-look slide pass over to Asante.
Markell Carter on that last tackle, or Asante may still be running. Now on first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Hill again up to the line, looking left. Steps up in the pocket and gets dropped. That will go as a sack. Hill has been under pressure a couple of times today. That's J.D. Hurt, the 6'2 sophomore. That's a good football name, J.D. Hurt. For a defensive lineman, for sure.
They got some great names on this Columbia roster. My favorite has to be slot receiver Scooter Hollis.
That's a good one. That's a good wide receiver name, too.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, no lineman's name Scooter.
Second down now and long. Monmouth back at their own 44-yard line. Hill, play action. Again in trouble. This time rolls left. Has plenty of time. Lets it go. He's got a man wide open. That catch is made down the field. Hauled in by Thaddeus Richards down near the Columbia 20-yard line. They'll put it at the Lion 22.
What a catch. Really good recognition by Hill throwing across his body. But Richards high pointing the football. Then he gets flipped over as he's coming back down to the turf. But he hung on. Actually, there were two receivers open down there because Fable was right next to him. But how about the Monmouth offense, Matt, going from their four to Columbia's 23 and a handful of plays, and the Lions defense has to take a timeout.
We'll take a break as well. 3:29 to go here in the first half. Monmouth trying to add to a 10-7 advantage, knocking on the door at the 22-yard line. We are back in 30 seconds with more MU football on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth looking for their second touchdown of the day, adding to a 10-7 advantage. 3:29 to go here in the first half. Hill with a first down and 10. Ball down at the Columbia 22-yard line. Hill wanting to throw, going into the end zone. That one up and then dropped. Intended target was Neil Sterling, who couldn't hang on to it. It was there. Again, pretty good coverage applied by Rhyme.
Credit Travis Rhyme. Matt, two times now, he has disrupted a ball that I thought was really well thrown that Neil should have caught. That one would have been a touchdown had he come down with it. So this Columbia young corner doing a nice job against what I think is Monmouth's best offensive player.
Yeah, done a really good job so far. Now second and 10, trips off to the right. Hill pumps once, eludes the rush, and then throws it into the ground at the feet of Asante to avoid an intentional grounding call. Columbia has kind of picked their spots to bring some pressure, and it has bothered Brandon Hill, understandably for sure, on several occasions here in this first half.
Yeah, and that actually was the right play call for pressure. The problem is that the pressure came from the side that the screen was intended for. So Asante got kind of caught up in this wave of light blue defenders, and the best thing Hill can do, which is what he did, throw it at the feet of his intended running back.
Combo sets to either side. Fable and Sterling left. It'll be Sumlin and Richards to the right. Play action for Asante. Hill tries to stand in the pocket, lets it go. That one up over the top of Fable, and Hill upset with himself, and understandable, because even under pressure, he had Fable open. Dropped that ball down 6-9 inches maybe, and you've got a completion and a first down.
And when we've seen Brandon struggle and miss, he always misses high. And when he's a big guy, Fable's a big guy. All you got to do is put it on him, right in the 8 and the 5. Sails out of bounds, so now Spillane will try from 39.
Out of the hold of Charlie Velas, Spillane has three on the board already on the day. This one pushed off to the left and no good. That one didn't even look good from the snap to the hold to the kick. Nothing looking overly comfortable about that. And credit to Columbia defense, able to hold up when they needed to.
And then, Matt, take a look in the end zone. Look at the flags of the other Ivy League schools. They're blowing right in the face of that Eric Spillane attempt. So the offense comes up empty there. They had moved the ball so well before that play on that drive, and now the defense, which has been excellent since that first Columbia series, comes back on the field.
Spillane in his career now, 42 of 56 with the field goals. He tied his career high earlier with a 46-yarder. McDonough up under center here as Columbia takes over with about 3 minutes to go. Plenty of time to throw down the field. He's got a man and a catch is made. That will be a first down out close to the 35-yard line. Hauled in by number 15, Denzel Hill, who gets involved in the action, the 6'3 freshman.
When the ball left McDonough's hands, Matt, I thought interception. Because Brandon, corner on that side, short. Gray, safety on that side, deep. Tevron misread it. He needs to be in front of the receiver, knowing he has safety help behind him to disrupt that pass.
Split wide receiver set. Nelligan near sideline left. Flannery up top to the right. Nelligan will go in short motion. Here's a throw again to the outside. This one dropped by Flannery. Make it second and 10. Clock stopped with 2:34 to go in this first half. 10-7 in favor of Monmouth.
Lions with the wind at their back, and we've seen them take to the air twice for a team that relies so much on Garrett. That is interesting because you see they're making a concerned effort to get it in the air while they have this wind, which I believe is starting to intensify as this game wears on.
Yeah, I would agree. It has picked up as the afternoon has kind of come full circle. Split back set this time. It'll be Garrett trying to get around the left end, and will. He'll have good yardage, pushed out of bounds by Onakuzi at the Columbia 48-yard line. That's a gain of 13 and a first down for the Lions.
The edge was set on that formational left by Connor Nelligan, the 6'3 junior receiver. Pancake block Joe Johnson, got him on his back on the turf, which allowed Garrett to run down that left side.
Columbia back into the huddle, coming up on 2 minutes remaining in this first half. From their own 48-yard line, Lions open it up with a four wide receiver package, three right, one left. Three out in the pattern, hit in the back by O'Hara was McDonough. That's a fumble and a recovery. Taken down by Darnell Leslie. Pat O'Hara ripping around right in and taking it right out of the hands of McDonough and into the waiting arms of Darnell Leslie.
And Matt, I think Leslie caught the ball in the air. It never hit the ground, I believe. O'Hara from the right, Leslie from the left. This defensive line, we talked about it in pregame, has gotten better each week. They have continued to get better in this game.
So we'll have to see, I guess, how that gets registered, whether they say McDonough's arm was going forward. It could be an interception.
Exactly. That's my thought process, and I believe I'm correct. He got that right out of the air. It never hit the ground.
Getting another look at it on the board. Unless they say force fumble and then recovery. Well, we'll wait and see how they officially put it together.
Either way, it's a turnover for the Hawks.
And Monmouth in business in Columbia territory. Here's the give to Hayes. Good hop over a would-be tackler at the line of scrimmage. Gets forward to the 38-yard line. Hard hit as he picks up about six. That tackle made that time for Columbia by number 53, Brian East, the outside linebacker. On second and four. Columbia showing blitz. Here's the pressure coming. Hill off target with Davenport, who was running a slant, and he'll throw it to the outside. Pressure up the middle that time by Pouliez, the outside linebacker.
That was a fastball thrown behind his intended receiver. Hill still looks kind of not fully in rhythm. You know, some plays and throws he looks comfortable, some other ones he doesn't.
Scores and stats from around the country coming up at halftime with our regular road guest, Greg Viscomi, SID in charge of football for the university. Third down and four. Davenport will make the catch. Good back shoulder throw that time by Hill. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. That's enough to move the chains on a 14-yard pickup. And MU with plenty of time to work with here. Minute 23 to go before the end of the first half.
So the throw before, hot and behind the intended receiver. This one right on the money. Back shoulder to Davenport, opened up to his quarterback, gave him a good target. Brandon completes it for the first down.
First and 10. Hill will move Hayes a yard behind and a yard off to his right. wants to throw again. Goes up over the top for Fable, who tried for a one-handed catch, couldn't haul it in. Again, Rhyme on the coverage. Incompletion, second and 10 coming up.
When that ball left Brandon's hands, I thought no way it could have been completed. Fable did well to track it down. He did get one paw on it before it ultimately fell incomplete.
Second and 10 now coming up for the Hawks. Sumlin up in a slot position to the left. Davenport near sideline to the right. Sterling up top to the left. Hayes will get the carry. Hayes jitterbugs his way forward down inside the 20 and gets taken down at about the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 7. Second and a long 3 coming up. Monmouth has called a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 1:06 to go here in the second quarter. Monmouth up 10-7 on Columbia University. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network. Third down and 3 coming up for MU. 66 seconds to go in the second quarter. Monmouth up 10-7. Hill will keep it on the ground with Hayes. Hayes looks for a seam off the left side and is taken down just shy of the first down marker at the 14.5, and they need to get to the 14. Let's see what Monmouth does here. They might use another timeout, and they will, to talk it over. This is kind of an interesting situation for MU. Do they go for it on fourth down, or even though Spillane just missed one, you're about a 32-yard field goal, certainly well within his range to get 3 more points on the board. I'm not even going to ask what your decision is because I know you want the extra points.
I'll tell you, in this situation, knowing that Columbia also gets the football to begin the second half, here's what you do. If you go for it and don't get it, the Lions are most likely going to take a knee. We're going to go into halftime. Last time you tried 4th-and-1, Columbia stopped you. The way that Hayes is running on this drive, I would actually go for it. I would go for it. You could even get to the line and clock it if you want. I'm surprised Coach actually didn't let more time tick off the clock before calling time out there.
Well, Monmouth will set up to go for it here, or at least bring the offense back on. 4th down and about a 0.5 yard. 2 backs in the backfield and motion in the offensive line. Peter Ireland got started early, and that's going to make the decision a bit easier because now the field goal team will come on. It'll also push Spillane back about 5 yards. This should be about a 37-yard attempt.
It was very subtle and slight, but Ireland kind of rocked back a little bit in his stance.
Waving the penalty off.
What? That is absolutely shocking. They're going to say Columbia call timeout. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you commit a penalty, it doesn't matter.
That was a bit curious. From what we saw, it was a flag, but I guess Columbia called the timeout before the snap actually took place.
Well, Monmouth fortunate there, because now we can just kind of say, all right, redo, and Coach could still elect to bring Spillane on. I would say go with what you had called, and I see Brandon Hill come out, so the offense will take the field on this 4th and just more than a 0.5 yard, a length and a half of the football.
It'll be a tight formation here for Monmouth. Fable and Pandorf, tight end wing set off the left. Morrow in the backfield as a fullback with Hayes. Sterling, the single wide receiver, split wide to the right. Hayes gets the carry, and again a flag comes out. Now it's going to be procedure again against Monmouth. Though Mike Hunchek, the senior center, who you know, I guess the flag was on, is saying it should be on Columbia. It won't be. And I would imagine at this point, we'll see the field goal team come back on.
I saw Ireland move the play before. I didn't see any procedure there. Is that maybe a little makeup?
Don't know. But I didn't see anybody move either.
So we're back to where we almost were the first time.
Which is going to be another field goal attempt for Spillane. 37-yarder. Well within his range. Working across the breeze a little bit. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. This one certainly has the distance. Does it have the uprights? It does. So Spillane accounting for six of the MU 13 points on the board. Monmouth with a six-point spread, 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter remaining. We take a quick timeout. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football and wind down here this first half. Right after this, you're listening to Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth getting set to kick off here after a 37-yard field goal from Eric Spillane has given the Hawks a six-point lead, 13-7 the advantage. MU will have to kick off to start the second half as well. Santangelo just had the ball fall off, and now they will bring in Thaddeus Richards to hold, which is an indication that the wind has picked up for sure.
And what's the old rule after, I believe once they do that, but now.
Rhyme and Braddock back deep into the wind. This one in the direction of Braddock, who will take it out over the 20, 25, get to the 30. And at the 31-yard line, finally upended. Columbia with 35 seconds to go here in this first half. You would think they'd be somewhat cautious here and either take a knee or I guess maybe try and one play and see if you get luck and break something.
Why not try one with Garrett, maybe a draw or maybe a screen, see if you could pick up any decent yardage. It looks as though they're definitely going to do more than take a knee as McDonough looked back to get the signal again from the sideline.
Don't have any timeouts left, at least according to the scoreboard, they don't. Twins to the left, single receiver right, Denzel Hill, the speedy freshman. McDonough does want to throw. Screen set up. That is caught at the line of scrimmage, dropped at the line of scrimmage. Cameron Molina makes the reception. The 5'10 sophomore getting himself involved with some game action for the first time here. No gain on the play, second and 10. Columbia huddles and then quickly comes back out. Offset I formation set to the left. Split wide receiver set. Molina will get it. Wants to throw. He's got a man open if he can get it there. And just out of the reach of Denzel Hill. Boy, did they fool Pat Gray on that play. And that will take us to the end of the first half. Perfect time to run a play like that. And Denzel Hill was wide open, and I'm not even going to fault Molina on the throw. To me, it looked like Hill stopped running full speed.
And I'm not sure for what reason he would do that. Molina on the halfback option, what a call, by the way, by Columbia. Led him perfectly. I agree with you. I think Hill, right at around the 50-yard line or so, kind of eased up a bit. Now, maybe that was just the timing wasn't right. Something happened that as the teams exit the field now, Columbia potentially, Matt, is leaving 7 points on that field because of a just bare overthrow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They just left points up on the board. Monmouth will head into the locker room leading by six. 13-7 our score at the break. We step out for a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll take you around the country with scores in the top 25. We'll also take a peek at the Ivy League scoreboard, the Big South scoreboard, and the NEC scoreboard, all with potential teams for Monmouth coming up to wind down the year. We step out here for 2 minutes. Hawks up at the break, 13-7. You're listening to MU Football on the Shore Sports Network.